Hello and welcome to our program. We're in Psalm 119, verses 121 to 128. We're going to look at David's circumstance, his confusion, and his commitment. Stay tuned. Have your Bible ready if you possibly can. Reading at verse number 121, where David said, I have done judgment and justice. Leave me not to mine oppressors. Be surety for thy servant for good. Let not the proud oppress me. Mine eyes fail for thy salvation and for the word of thy righteousness. Deal with thy servant according unto thy mercy and teach me thy statutes. I am thy servant. Give me understanding that I may know thy testimonies. It is time for thee, Lord, to work, for they have made void thy law. Therefore I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. Therefore I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right. I hate every false way.
I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus. Since I found in him a friend so strong and true, I would tell you how he changed my life completely. He did something that no other friend could do. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me.
All my life was wrecked by sin when Jesus found me.
Jesus placed his strong and loving arms about me, and he led me in the way I ought to go. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me. Every day he comes to me with new assurance. More and more I understand his words of love. But I'll never know just why he came to save me, till someday I see his blessed face above. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me.
We're going to look today at David's circumstances, his confusion, and his commitment. Before we do, let's pray. Father, thank you again for another day. Thank you for the opportunities that it presents for us. And help us and strengthen us. We need some strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow, and we can find it in this portion of Scripture. Help us to be open to the Holy Spirit leading in our lives today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. David's circumstances. The circumstance is an event. It is something that happens that affects our mind, our will, and our emotions. And it leads, in this case, as we see in the life of David, to frustration. Frustration is an emotion that is caused by life circumstances. And we see here concerning him in 121, he talks about his oppressors. He says in 122, the proud oppress me. In 123, my eyes fail for thy salvation. I don't see you saving me from this situation. He calls out in verse 24 for mercy. Verse 25, he says, give me understanding. And then in frustration, I think he says in 126, it is time for thee, Lord, to work. David's confusion. He looks in 121 and he says, I don't understand. He said, I have done judgment and justice. Leave me not to mine oppressors. Now, one of the reasons why I believe David wrote Psalm 119 is this verse right here, justice and judgment. You find that in a few verses in the Bible, and it's always referring to David. It says in 2 Samuel 8 and verse number 15, and David reigned over all Israel, and David executed judgment and justice unto all his people. In 1 Chronicles 18 and 14, David reigned over all Israel and executed judgment and justice among all his people. And then we read in 2 Chronicles 9 and 8, therefore made he king over them to do judgment and justice. Proverbs 21:3 says to do justice and judgment is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. It says in Ezekiel 45 and 9, the princes of Israel, they were to execute judgment and justice. Now, judgment is determining what is right and wrong. Justice is the administration of the law and the administration of what is right. And David said, I'm doing this, and my eyes fail to see thy salvation. He is somewhat frustrated. I think that every Christian who loves the Lord and has tried to do something for the Lord is going to be there sooner or later. You say, well, I've never been frustrated as a Christian. Well, it's probably because you're not doing anything for the Lord. If you're going to stand up and do something for the Lord, you're going to be under the attack of the devil, as was David in this portion of Scripture. And so we see his confusion. He says in verse number 121, leave me not to mine oppressors. His oppressors. Now, when he was the king, and now he's out in the wilderness running for his life, but when he was the king, he did judgment and justice for all his people. Now, these same people, the very people that he was giving his life to help, they are his oppressors now. And that can be very discouraging. It can be very discouraging to parents when they try to help their children and they come against them. It can be very discouraging to pastors when they try to help their people and their people turn out to be their oppressors. And so he says in his confusion, 124, Lord, I am teachable. He said in 125, I'm thy servant, but I don't understand. He said in 127, I love thy commandments. 128, I hate every false way. And he cries out in 126, it is time for thee, Lord, to work. Well, you got to be careful about telling God what time it is. Now, in spite of all of this, we see his frustration, we see his circumstances, which causes his confusion. In spite of that, we see David's commitment. He says, therefore, 127, therefore I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. 128, therefore I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way. Therefore, it simply means here, that being the case, that being the case, I don't understand. There's circumstances I wish weren't in my life. I'm confused about why they're there and what is going on. That being the case, I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. That being the case, I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way.
I'm pressing on the upward way, no heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I'm onward bound. ground. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's tableland, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to live above the world, though Satan's darts at me are hurled. My faith has caught the joyful sound, the song of saints on higher ground. To scale the utmost height and catch a gleam of glory bright, but still I'll pray till heaven I've found. Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's tableland, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.